Good morning. Thank you so much for joining our last week of session edition of the California State Senate Governance and Finance Committee. We're grateful that all of you are here. Someone, if you don't mind coming forward, we have one bill that we're going to be hearing today. For some housekeeping purposes for the committee, we will most likely have one final hearing sometime later this week. That will mean either Wednesday or Thursday. We're still waiting on referral from rules. But just a heads up, it would either be one or two bills that may be coming our way. And then,
paid more for that.
Exactly. Yeah, you get a special per diem, sir.
There
you go. Nice.
Hours.
So just a heads up to the committee. But our first bill that's in front of us is AB 851. Assemblywoman Caballero, good to see you, ma'am. The floor is yours, and we're grateful that you're here.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. I'm very pleased today to present AB 851. It's back at the Senate Governance and Finance for concurrence in amendments that were taken in Senate appropriations. The recently amended third part of AB 851 provides the City of San Diego with authority to contract with entities using CMAR for public construction projects exceeding $25 million. With me is Moira Trapp, who represents the City of San Diego, and I thank you and ask for your aye vote.
Thank you, Assemblywoman. And to both our witnesses, we do have support on both sides, so we're going to ask if you can please keep your words brief.
Absolutely. Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members. Moira Trapp on behalf of the City of San Diego. We very much appreciate the author including provisions for a city just a little bit south of her district, and very appreciative of it because CM at Risk is an important tool that cities and counties have used over the years. There are a number of projects that are pending in San Diego that we think will really benefit from this authority. The bill itself simply clarifies that we have the authority to do it. There are some unique circumstances in San Diego that that require this particular authority and this clarification. But our projects are we're over $500 million in some of these projects, and so the savings really do add up, and we strongly ask for your aye vote today.
Thank you, Ms. Tupp, very much. Before we go to witnesses in support, we'd like to be able to establish a quorum and welcome Ms. Lanchester, who has had her boot removed, which is great, so she is on the mend. Ms. Lanchester, roll call, please.
McGuire.
Here.
McGuire present. Wynn.
Here.
Wynn present. Bell. Hernandez?
Here.
Hernandez present. Hertzberg? Laura? Morlock?
Present.
Morlock present.
But please remember, she can still kick hard. So watch out, AC. Watch out, Morlock.
I think we have Mr. Hertzberg here.
There we go. Exactly. Senator Hernandez is now slumming it as Senator Hertzberg. AC, there we go. I'm kidding. All right. That's right, exactly.
It's bipartisan.
See? Watch out. We now welcome any individual who would like to be able to speak in support of Assembly Bill 851 to please come forward to the mic. We're going to ask you to... Oh, I'm sorry, sir. I apologize. Briefly.
My name is Bart Broom, representing the Santa Clara Valley Water District. We're one of the sponsors of the bill. We urge your support.
Thank you so much. We're grateful you're here. I apologize. Welcome.
Good morning. Michael Radigan on behalf of the Board of Supervisors, Santa Clara County, and strong support.
Thank you so much, Mr. Radigan. Good morning.
Good morning. Anna Alvarado on behalf of the San Mateo County and strong support, and specifically extending the sunset on the construction manager at risk.
Thank you so much. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Jeremy Smith here on behalf of the State Building and Construction Trades Council, also in support.
Good to see you, Jerry. All right, anyone else in support to be able to advance? Would like to be able to see if we have anyone opposed. Please come forward. Anyone opposed? Welcome, sir. If you don't mind just stating your first and last in your organization.
Sure.
Thank you.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. Richard Markison here on behalf of a coalition of non-signatory contractors, including the Western Electrical Contractors Association, the Southern and Central California chapters of Associated Builders and Contractors, the American Fire Sprinkler Association, the Plumbing, Heating, Cooling Contractors of California, and the Independent Roofing Contractors of California. We don't obviously oppose CM at Risk or Design Build. However, we continually oppose the carve-out that this legislation has First of all, expanding the skilled and trained workforce mandate at the same time that we are contracting skilled and trained workforce under SB 418. We're now expanding it to new construction projects. Worse from our perspective is the provision that says that if there's a project labor agreement, you don't have to have a skilled and trained workforce. We believe that if it is the state's policy that you should have a skilled and trained workforce for producing public works, it should apply consistent without exceptions in the case of a project labor agreement. It completely flies in the face of the original arguments for a skilled and trained workforce to say it applies here, but it doesn't apply here. Finally, we would note that a provision local to San Diego that prohibits project labor agreements, this measure is in complete opposition to that local prohibition. We think that this might be curing a problem for the city of San Diego on their questionable CM at risk, but we think it sets up an additional conflict with a local ordinance and further erodes the primacy of charter cities by now having a state law that says one thing and a charter city that has a completely different provision. For those reasons, we are opposed.
Thank you so much, and we're grateful you're here. Would anyone else like to be able to speak in opposition of the bill? We welcome you to please come forward to the mic. All right. Let's bring it back to the committee for any questions or comments of the author. Do we have any questions or comments? And we'll also accept the motion. Mr. Morlock.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Maybe you could respond to the last witness.
Ms. Topp.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members. In San Diego, the bill actually provides for the authority to use a qualified skilled workforce. In San Diego, we actually have a very robust skilled workforce component. We have a large number of entities that have been approved through the Department of Industrial Relations that do provide a good, solid base of skilled and skilled workforce in San Diego. So we feel confident that we'll meet those standards within the bill.
And the PLA component?
Well, the way the bill works is that it allows, it says that you have to meet a skilled workforce requirement, and if you don't, then you have to move into a PLA. We think we will meet the first target and never have to move to the PLA language. The language is not in conflict with our PLA standard statutes and ordinances in San Diego. But we don't even think we hit that threshold because we will be able to meet the skilled workforce component.
So help me out. If you have the qualified skilled workforce, then you don't have to do a PLA?
Correct.
So what is that, a commentary on PLAs? It sounds like either you do it this way or you have to do a PLA.
That's how the language reads, yes, sir.
And then the issue of consistency and cutouts. We've got a lot of bills, Mr. Chair. You know, this sports arena can sell alcohol. This one, you know, we've got a lot of them on our plate today. And so I'm just wondering about the consistency and, you know, a philosophy of no better, no worse. So what's the overall thrust of the legislature? Just do whatever you want, whenever you want, or why don't we just do it for all?
Is that a question or a comment, sir?
Yes, both.
Okay. Look, I'm going to be supportive of this bill. Do believe that it provides for both options, as Ms. Topp had said. But if you'd like to be able to continue discussing with our witnesses, we welcome your comments.
Well, I'm just observing. And I'll leave it at that then. Thank you,
no,
Mr. Chair.
No, that's good. Thank you. So we have a motion on the floor by Senator Bell, but I want to see if there's any additional questions or comments by the committee before we advance. All right, Ms. Caballero, would you like to be able to close?
Respectfully ask for your vote.
All right, once again, members, we have a motion by Senator Bell. Ms. Lanchester, please call the roll. The motion is to return the bill to the Senate floor for consideration. Thank you, Ms. Lanchester. Again, she can still kick. So I like it. Thank you so much, Ms. Lanchester. Roll call vote, please.
McGuire.
There we go. Aye.
McGuire, aye. Wynn.
Aye.
Wynn, aye. Bell.
Aye.
Bell, aye. Hernandez.
Aye.
Hernandez, aye. Hertzberg. Lara. Morlock. Yeah, 4-0.
All right, we currently have a 4-0. Ms. Caballero, we're going to add on once we hear back from Senator Hertzberg and Senator Lara as well. Yeah. So we'll be on hold here for a second. Members, thank you so much for joining. We invite you to Donut Day at 5064. There are literally dozens of donuts waiting for you on the fifth floor. So please come on up to 5064. And congratulations to Mr. Hernandez yesterday. That was a big one. So great day. Thank you so much. We're going to be holding open, and we'll see if we have a hearing either tomorrow or Thursday. So more to come.
Candies and then donuts, really?
Exactly, huh?
You're not helping any. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have the man, the myth, the legend who has just arrived. We have Senator Hertzberg. That's right. We have AB 851, which is return the bill to the Senate floor for consideration. Current vote is 4-0. Ms. Lanchester, please call the roll.
Hertzberg?
Aye.
Hertzberg, aye. 5-0.
5-0. We're going to wait for Mr. Lara. We are hoping Mr. Lara is on his way. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Senator Lara is still tied up in a meeting, but we've been in communication with him and greatly appreciate him stepping out. So what we're going to do is we're going to close the roll. The bill is officially out, with the motion is that return the bill to the Senate floor for consideration. The final vote is 5-0, and it will be now heading to the floor. We'll let folks know if we have a second hearing this week. Thank you all for joining us. We're adjourned.